Now we have Benson Locke Menaced. And this is following on from John Dalton's article on the 150th anniversary of Benson Locke in the April issue. And the piece below was to be found in the Daily Mail of 1899. And it's more beauty spoiling and scene of the proposed bridge at Benson Locke. The accompanying picture, which shows a very simple lock compared with today's one we have, near which is proposed to construct a railway bridge across the Thames. The erection of this bridge has called forth a large number of protesting letters from readers of the Daily Mail, and the decision of the Light Railways Commission, in whose hands the question now rests, is being awaited with interest by all lovers of Thames scenery. It is proposed by certain corporate interests to construct a light railway from Wallingford to Benson, crossing the Thames just above Benson Lock. This bridge is to be an iron structure which, with its approaches, will not only mar the beauty of the river thereabouts, but cause great annoyance to hundreds of sailboat owners who frequent the reach. The river at this point is one of the few excellent sailing spots remaining, and the bridge, it is said, cannot be made high enough to obviate the lowering of sails each time it's reached. The population of Wallingford is only about 3,000, and Benson 1,000. The proposed railway will be only 1.75 miles in length, and many persons maintain that the benefits proposed can in no way compensate for the disadvantages.